afternoon fresher with Bold laundry detergent pods. Brilliant stain removal even in a cold wash with built-in Lenore softener. Always keep away from children.
It's almost 1 o'clock.
And it's almost you-know-who's birthday. Don't forget to send their present to make their day extra special. Unpussed, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At one, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. New planned laws will ban the sale of tobacco to under 21s. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will see cabinet approval tomorrow to raise the legal age for buying tobacco by 3 years. Minister Donnelly also plans to draft an additional legislation to restrict the sale of disposable vapes. The Department of Education has announced cuts for primary schools this September, just 1 year on from the rollout of free school books. We're faced with a funding cut of €16 per pupil. The drop from €96 to €80 is due to funding for the school book scheme being front-rolled last year, according to the department. Alan Kelly is a school principal and says schools are constantly under pressure to do more with less.
It just highlights the overall, I suppose, kind of attitude towards funding in schools. And I suppose what we're seeing now, I'm in several different principal WhatsApp groups, and we are seeing funding across the board in schools being incredibly tight.
The portal connecting Dublin with New York appears to be broken. In a statement, Dublin City Council says sometimes interruptions will occur due to technical glitches, maintenance or simple software updates. It's not thought foul play was involved in the outage. And high-earning men are the most frequent users of artificial intelligence in the workplace. A study by Digital Business Ireland found that almost a quarter of people under the age of 44 will use AI at work to improve efficiency. However, the uptake among low-income workers remains slow. Sport is next.
Hook it out, Zoe!
Should you really be doing this in the garden?
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I know, right? The power on her. When I tell her coach, he'll definitely start her on Sunday.
The garden.
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I'll call Allianz.
With Allianz Home Insurance, broken glass is covered as standard. Save 10% when you buy online at allianz.ie. You write it, we underwrite it. Allianz. Allianz PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Standard acceptance criteria, policy conditions and minimum premiums apply.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
The Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp will have to be on his best behaviour tonight when he takes his Liverpool side to Aston Villa in his penultimate Premier League game in charge. He's one booking away from a suspension that will see him banned from the touchline for his Anfield farewell against Wolves on the final day of the season. Well, kick-off at Villa Park is at 8 o'clock. Dundalk have confirmed the departure of head of football operations Brian Gartland. It brings to an end an 11-year stay for the Dubliner at the club. He made over 250 appearances as a player before moving into an admin role after his retirement. Dundalk owner Brian Ainscock described Gartland as a legendary figure at Oriel Park, but his departure could open up the possibility of a move to St Patrick's Athletic, with the Inchicore side understood to be closing in on making Stephen Kenny their new manager.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Well, you can put away the factor 50 for now. Heavy showers is the order of the day in the west and south. Drier conditions later, but it will be much cooler with highs of up to 15 degrees. You're up to date to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, kicking off an hour of classic hits at work.
With Trina Mara.
Classic Hits Radio.
Right, so today's number one at one is from April of 1980, and the top five countdowns sounded like this. At number five, Dr. Hook, Sexy Eyes. It was the second of three singles from their LP, Sometimes You Win. Ray Sawyer, the lead singer, had lost his right eye in a car accident, and so he wore an eye patch that made him resemble the Peter Pan villain Captain Cook, hence the name Dr. Cook.
Sexy eyes,
UB40 were at number four with Food for Thought, the song inspired by the massacre of Kampuchea in what is now Cambodia. This was UB40's first single and was released as a double A-side with King.
I'm a Madonna,
Now, the Detroit Spinners were at number 3 with Working My Way Back to You, long before Boyzone did it.
I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died, I let it get away.
And Dexy's Midnight Runners were at number 2 with Gino, so this came 3 years before Come On Eileen. But today's number 1 at 1, written for the movie American Gigolo, Debbie Harry co-wrote this and became the first woman in British chart history to write 3 number 1 hits. Can you believe that? Here's Blondie, Call Me, our number 1 at 1 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Biggest songs
from the artists you love.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Silver screen and
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina here. Now, if you're trying to make plans for the June Bank Holiday weekend, I want to tell you all about the Big Bounce Challenge. Kate O'Neill is going to fill us in after Pink on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Radio. We were talking on the show yesterday about the fun events that you did during your summer days growing up, and this one just sounds absolutely brilliant. Kate O'Neill is here to tell us about the Big Bounce Challenge, Ireland's biggest inflatable 5 kilometre obstacle course, which is happening really soon. Hiya, Kate.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
So this sounds right up my street, and this is one for all the family.
Oh my goodness, yes, it is for everyone. It is a 5 kilometre fun run, but throughout the course of the 5K, there's 10 giant inflatable obstacles. And then we have foam cannons also at the end to make it just a little bit trickier. It's a non-competitive event, which is probably the best part, because we're trying to combine the fitness and fun element.
Non-competitive, but you will probably be competing with the people beside you. Let's be honest about it.
Oh, that's it. You can compete with people in your group if you want to, but it's not a timed event.
Yeah. So this is happening across the weekend of the 1st of June and the 2nd of June, the Saturday and the Sunday at Palmerstown House Estate there in Kildare. A lot of people will be really familiar with that venue. It's not just something
something that's for adults?
So children age 7 plus can participate. They just need an adult participant with them.
Yeah.
I'd say the kids will nearly be running rings around the adults on their territory with the inflatable.
Is this the first time the Big Bounce Challenge has happened?
Yes, so this is our first event for the Big Bounce Challenge, but we are planning to take it on the road. So please do keep an eye on our socials.
Ooh.
Big Bounce Challenge on Instagram. Have a look there. That'll be the first place any new venues are announced. But
yeah.
As you said, it is the perfect group outing for like sports clubs, staff days out. And we're offering a discount of 10% for groups of over 10. So even if you want to just get the whole family involved, come across on the June bank holiday and have a bit of craft.
Because you see these programmes on telly, these kind of challenges, and you're like, I could do that. This is your chance now to prove that you could do something. I know that anybody who actually completes the challenge gets a goodie bag as a token of their accomplishment. Are there people that might not be able to complete it? Would you think it would be tricky for some?
No, I'd say everyone would definitely be able to complete it. But yeah, no, we have some lovely goodie bags with some Big Bounce merch for everyone who completes it at the end, and then we'll also have some other nice bits in that as well. Just a bit of an incentive to get them to the finish line a bit quicker.
Yeah.
But no, I don't doubt that everyone's going to be able to do this challenge.
Yeah. So this sounds like a lovely kind of weekend for the family as well. You've a lot going on there. There's other things going on, like there's food and you can enjoy this music. There's lots of things to enjoy.
Yes, we have our Hype Village. So within that, there will be food vendors, there will be a DJ, we'll have some group warm-ups going on for anyone who's about to start their wave. We'll have a team of motivators around, really just keeping the mood up for the day. And we'll have some family fun and games. So it'll be a great day out for everyone. Even if you're not participating in the race, spectators are welcome to come along and you can cheer any participants, you know, coming across the finish line.
Super. Okay, give me the website so we can have a nosy and get more details on it, Kate.
Absolutely. So it's www.bigbouncechallenge.ie.
Okay, and make sure all the ladies wear your support bra. Wear your sports bra. You're going to need it on the day.
All right. Well, no, that's you saying that now, not me.
Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck with that. Sounds
so
a great fun. Cheers. Bye-bye. It's Ireland.
Classic
Hits Radio.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2. Please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store. Our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
Have you got the Bike Week feeling? Bike Week runs from Saturday the 11th of May to Sunday the 19th of May. So whether you want to get back on the bike or try cycling for the first time, Bike Week is for everyone. Enjoy a range of events, including community and school cycles, fun bike festivals and more. Visit bikeweek.ie for a full list of events taking place in your county. Bike Week is funded by the Department of Transport, coordinated by TFI and brought to you by the local authorities and sports partnerships.
Attention, please!
Don't miss the May Madness sale, only at Essential Bathroom and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Ceramic and porcelain tiles from $9.99. Laminate flooring starting from $9.99. Shower doors from $1.99. Thermostatic rain shower for just $1.99. Tail warmers from €99. Job lots from €20. Bathroomware, tiles, wooden floors and internal doors all reduced. The May Madness sale has begun at Essential Bathrooms and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
All aboard for the Cove Heritage Centre tour.
Take a historic trip back in time and visit our ancestors from the past. For more than 25 years, we've been telling the emigrant story. So come and join the journey. Follow the footsteps of our ancient ancestors and feel history come alive. See our opening times and plan your visit at coveheritage.com. Cove Heritage Centre, a highlight of Ireland's ancient East.
At Agria Pet Insure, we've had one mission for 130 years. To be there for you and your pet from the first pat to the last hug. Agria, enriching life with animals. Capstone Financial Services Limited, trading as Agria Pet Insure and Pet Insure, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
The Entertainment Bit on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And the BAFTA for Drama series goes to...
Top Boy!
The hugely popular streaming series Top Boy, written by the Northern Irish writer Ronan Bennett, won the BAFTA TV Award for Best Drama Series last night. The awards ceremony taking place at the Royal Festival Hall. The series, written by the Northern Irish writer Ronan Bennett, whose star has been rising for some time. Upon winning the award last night, the creative team full of praise for the Ulstermen's writing and intervention.
Firstly, we'd like to talk about Ronan Bennett, who is the writer, creator, fellow producer on Top Boy, and simply without Ronan, there would be no Top Boy. And I think I speak on behalf of Ali and I when about 15 years ago we met Ronan for lunch at the Grouch Show, of course, and he said what he wanted to do, and he outlined this idea he had, and he offered us the opportunity to join him on that journey. And we're just very fortunate to have been part of that. So thank you, Ronan.
Top Boy, set on the mean streets in the English capital, has been around for some time as a slow burner, has been hugely popular with many fans for many years. The most recent season starring, of course, Barry Keoghan and Brian Gleeson, taking the Best Drama Series.
I think for me and you, I think we could do something. I think we have a future. I thought he was on his way out, if you know what I mean. And you're going to cut him out.
No, I'm not saying that. But if the opportunity comes about, I'm going to step in.
I need someone beside me.
Partnership.
Partnership, yes. We'll meet Tyke soon when he's here. Or this. I'm interested in this.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah? Okay. I'll be in touch.
No spoiler alerts for me regarding a certain Barry Keoghan vis-a-vis Top Boy. Elsewhere last night, Anna Hardwick was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for The Sixth Commandment, which received the award for Best Limited Series and saw Timothy Spall win Best Leading Actor for his performance in the series, getting in ahead of Steve Coogan and Brian Cox despite his massive success with Succession. Other Irish nominees included Sharon Horgan for Best Leading Actress, Roisin Gallagher and Mairead Tyres for Best Female Performance in a Comedy, Emma Moran for Best Scripted Comedy and Graham Norton for Best Entertainment Performance. That's your entertainment update on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara,
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Your home of the 80s and 90s in Clare.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it. Trash you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade. Do the same.
Classic Hits Radio. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes? It's worth $3,000 now.
The answer is 2.
Okay, we're going to play after Oasis. Here's Don't Look Back in Anger in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play?
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
€3,000 could be won right now. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes? Hiya, Monica.
Oh, hi. I didn't think I'd get picked.
Monica, where are you today?
In Enniskerry.
Okay. 3,000 quid would be
wow.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. I was sure this was going to be one last week, but no, still going. So have a listen to this.
How?
Ah, the answer is two.
What is the question that Lucy Kennedy put to Colm Hayes?
How many times do you sit his driving test to pass? Like, how many times to pass the driving test?
So many times did he do the test before he passed?
Like, yeah, how many times? Yeah.
Do you think you heard this?
I think so. They say so much to each other. It could be anything.
I know. You literally know what they have. Literally know what they have for their breakfast. I was going to say, of course you do, because they're on at breakfast time. How many times did he do his driving test before he passed? Oh, it's not, Monica.
Oh.
All right. Oh, keep on trying. Thinking. Yeah, exactly. Thanks a million. Yeah.
Bye. See
you. Bye, 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 bye. And over to line two. Fiona is there in Lucan. Hello there.
Trina, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
You at home at the moment?
I am, yeah. Just changing loads of beds here.
Oh,
the joys
God.
Of it.
Do you know, I just find that so tiring, isn't it?
It is. It's like a big job. It needs two people.
It does. And then sometimes I put the duvet in and then I realise I have it twisted the wrong way and have to start the whole
thing. Oh, no.
Or else, the worst thing I do is, so we have a king-size bed, but the hot press seems to be full of duvets that are doubles. And you take them out and you start putting it on. And then you realise
it's the wrong one.
Small.
Oh, I know, the joys of being a mum.
Okay, let's see if we get you $3,000. Have a listen to this.
Oh, great, yeah.
Ah, the answer is two.
What did Lucy say to Colm?
How many swipes did you get on the dating app?
Sorry, I can't hear what you're saying there, Fiona. Say it again.
How many swipes did you get on a dating app?
Okay. I thought you said flights there, so I couldn't understand.
Oh, no.
How many swipes did you get on a dating app? Now, I really hope he's not on a dating app because he's married to Anne.
Oh, like Tinder or one of them, I don't know.
I'm hoping he's not on a dating site, but you never know. You never know. Some people go on just to see if they still have it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I was thinking about doing it myself.
No.
Not to worry. It was more to cry.
We will quiz him though and ask him if he's ever gone on, just to see.
You wouldn't know, Colm.
I know. All right, I'm going to be done now for slander if I continue this conversation. So Fiona, I will let you go. Thank you so much. And,
no bother. Thanks a million.
Right, see you. Bye.
I will. Thanks, Trina. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, so Damien Farrelly is going to give you your next chance to play at 20 to 5. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Heard the news? We have an unexpected vacancy for a talk show host.
So I guess we're hiring?
The successful candidate will be...
funny.
A little cheeky.
Empathetic.
Able to build a good rapport with listeners.
They will have their finger on the pulse of the nation. And have a keen interest in politics.
Well, maybe not that keen. If interested, please send your CV and demo to hr@classichits.ie.
ASAP. Nighttime Talk. Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight. With recruit.ie. Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Have you tried the improved McDonald's burgers? They're just a little more...
The classics. Now a little more. Comparison with prior classic burgers served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit atlantiaclinicaltrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials. Proving global science locally.
Loft space doesn't have to be lost space. So make the most of all the room in your home with Astira folding attic stairs. Our strong, safe and secure loft ladder systems will make your loft easily accessible whatever the layout of your home. Book an appointment during April and we'll include a free floor-mounted attic safety grab rail with your installation. Manufactured in Ireland and with nationwide installation service. Measure, make, install, Styra does it all. Visit Styra.com.
If you're feeling the chill, get your home winter ready now. Wrapped up nice and cozy with external insulation from First Choice PHC. Reduce your energy bills by up to 50% while increasing the value, warmth and comfort of your home. We're also your first choice for heat pumps, gas and oil. So, make First Choice your only choice for external wall insulation. Significant SEAI grants available. See firstchoicephc.com.
Enjoy a truly unique getaway and explore Inishmore on the Aran Islands. Stay in one of our sea view bedroom chalets on the elevated grounds of the hotel, overlooking Killeany Bay and Kilronan Harbour. Experience Inishmore and the island way of life with a two-night digital detox during midweek break that's guaranteed to recharge your batteries. All for €75 B&B per person sharing per night at the Aran Islands Hotel. Call Aran Islands Hotel on 099-611-04 to book.
The kids made us do it.
Can we go to Wildlands? Can we go to Wildlands?
Their pals had been, loved it, and so we did. Only in Galway. Beautiful log cabins and loads of indoor and outdoor activities. And the Olive Tree restaurant, just the thing for their spring and summer breaks. And us? Loved it. Cozy log cabins, nature walks, and the kids busy. We're telling everyone to try it. Wildlands.ie to book now. Excitement is in our nature.
Looking to enrol in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
Stay connected with your smart speaker. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Make your afternoon fresher with Bold Washing Liquid Gel. Brilliant cleaning with built-in Lenore freshness.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on. And this week we're looking at the concept of building in a more eco-friendly way. The Ecological Building Systems Company is based in Athboy, County Meath, and is part of the McCann and Byrne Group, who people from the area will know well. Their ethos is to achieve better building by adopting a fabric-first approach to design with the use of more natural materials to optimise building performance and durability. To find out exactly what that means, I met up with Niall Crossan.
OK, well, Ecological Building Systems was established back in 2003. McCann and Byrne, our parent company, was established in 1906.
Okay.
And McCann and Byrne import and distribute a range of timber products, fabricate timber and conventional building materials. But in the late 1990s, the director of McCann and Byrne at the time, Tom Barber, and Richard McCann and Ian McCann saw a growing demand for more sustainable materials and more innovative materials on the continent. And they reached out to some companies there and developed partnerships with some of Europe's leading suppliers of natural fibre insulations, airtightness membranes, roofing membranes and natural paints. So really the genesis of Ecological Building Systems was to try and increase awareness in Ireland about the use of more natural materials,
okay,
the benefits, the health benefits, as well as the ecological benefits and technical benefits of these materials.
So who tends to avail of your services?
Yeah, so they would range, because there are a broad range of services we provide. Mm. So there are the products and solutions, but we back that up with technical support through our team of trained engineers and site support team in-house in the office and on the road. So they would range from your building professionals, such as an architect, maybe a local authority, someone working in the councils,
yeah,
or it could be a builder or an installer looking for training, or it could be the homeowner who could contact us directly, where we would give them direct input and support on their project on a one-to-one basis.
So they could be building their own house, they have a bit of land and they want to build something a lot more insulated, I suppose,
yeah,
and economical for the future, to heat and everything like that, and that's why they'd be getting in touch with you.
Yeah, so it could be a homeowner that has a plot of land and they're hoping to build. They've consulted with an architect and they're looking to use more sustainable materials. So we will support the architect and the homeowner in guiding them through a specification to build a very energy efficient home with more sustainable building materials.
And I presume since the late 90s, you've seen quite an interest in this type of building, and it's probably increasing. Just looking at the kind of new houses that are going up at the moment, everything is very tight and no chimneys, making sure there's no cold air coming into the house. So I'd imagine that the interest in this kind of product that you have at the moment is, I won't say it's going through the roof, but it's increasing. Oh,
absolutely, Track. Yeah, it's increasing significantly. So what we've seen is, I remember back in the day in the early noughties, Duncan Stewart on About the House, if you remember him.
Duncan, yeah.
He's visited here a number of times when he had his show. And at that time, there was very little information about these materials. Mm. But we've seen this has come full circle now. People are more aware and conscientious about the environmental impact of their materials. And also they're beginning to learn more about the health benefits of a lot of the natural materials. Mm. For example, the natural paints don't emit any harmful emissions. They're actually they're plastic free, they're compostable in the end of life, they have minimal environmental impact. Or even the insulations, there's no harmful off-gassing or they don't present any harm to the installer in terms of fitting it, in terms of the itchiness or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the natural sheep wool, the wood fibre, the cellulose, to have all them health benefits as well in terms of for the installer and for the homeowner at the end.
Well, all I can say to you that I've tried so far is the countertop oil, the organic Auro, is that how you say that name? Auro countertop oil, which is fantastic. We've been using it for a number of years now, and you can have it with your dinner. It's that organic.
Yeah.
So, listen, we wish you the best of luck, and thanks very much for your time today, Nan.
You're very welcome.
That's the Ecological Building Systems Company, with a whole host of ecological building products, as well as solutions and a wide range of training options. You can find out all you need to know about them at ecologicalbuildingsystems.com. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Erisor Protect page on classichits.ie or at erisorprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Now, more of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Without your kissing, my heart's just a prison. So I'm hoping and wishing that girl I'm forgiven. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause every time you leave me, I'm sad. Said you're leaving, but now you're by my side. Let's not fight, 'cause you're right. And every time I lose you, I'm lost. No more you versus me, girl. There's just us. 'Cause anything without you's just a bust. Baby, trust. Dancing all night.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. That's it for me, Trina, for today. Thanks so much for listening. Back again tomorrow morning between 10 and 2. And Damien Farrelly is on the way next.
What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes? Where it's not about answering the question, it's about questioning the answer.
How?
The answer is 2.
But what's the question?
It's worth $3,000 this week. Plus, if you fancy some extra help, you'll find it on our Instagram at Classic Hits Radio.
So get dialing and get guessing when we play twice at breakfast, again with Trina and with Damien in the afternoon, only on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Make memories this summer at the 4-star Riverside Park Hotel Wexford. Soak up the sunshine with your little ones. Make castles in the sand. Surf the waves at Kirklow Beach. Kayak down the River Slaney. Or make a splash in the hotel pool. Plan your summer family holiday in Wexford and book today at RiversideParkHotel.com.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Tuchelt. Bíomid ar fad á déanamh. Well, ní bíomid ar fad. An bhfuil tú i do hí i dochultúr. Seans nach tusa atá ann mar sin. Agus solam rís an éin a talamh, ní mór dóibh seicáil an bhfuil éin fi blianta gáis ann. Déithtá curisteach mór a bheith ann mar an ngéantar aimlig, nu rud éigin níos measa a rís. Túr cuairt ar gasnetworks.ie/dig chun seicáil. Teachtaireachta sa bhóiteachta ó Gas Networks Ireland.
Mirror, mirror, please tell me, who's this bald-headed bloke I see?
New year, new hair. Book a free consultation for your hair restoration at the award-winning MHR Clinic Dublin. We offer a permanent and affordable solution to hair loss with the Sapphire FUE hair transplants technique and pain-free anaesthetic. Sapphire FUE hair transplants is available exclusively at MHR Clinic on Dawson Street and comes with a free PRP treatment. See mhrclinicireland.ie.
Looking to enrol in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime from anywhere with digital stamps on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 2, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. A teenage boy has died after getting into difficulty in the Grand Canal in County Kildare. His body was recovered from the water between Ardclough and Selbridge shortly after 5:30 on Saturday evening. Arrangements are being made for a post-mortem exam. New planned laws will ban the sale of tobacco to under-21s. The Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, will seek Cabinet approval tomorrow to raise the legal age for buying tobacco by 3 years. Minister Donnelly also plans to draft additional legislation to restrict the sale of disposable vapes. However, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, says new legislation won't be an overnight ban for those already legally entitled to buy tobacco.
We're not talking about making something illegal that is legal today. So in other words, if you're 18, 19, 20 and you're smoking today, we wish you weren't from a public health point of view, but we're not intending to make that illegal. We're talking about people when they reach the age of 18, so people who are not yet 18.
The rollout of the free school book scheme has come with a major catch. Primary schools are to see funding cuts later this year. Currently they receive €96 per pupil, but that's to be slashed to €80, which works out at a cut of €16 per child. It's being met with an outcry from schools who are claiming they're constantly under pressure to do more with less. Alan Kelly is a school principal.
It just highlights the overall, I suppose, kind of attitude towards funding in schools. And I suppose what we're seeing now, I'm in several different principal WhatsApp groups, And we are seeing funding across the board in schools being incredibly tight.
Gazan authorities are warning its health system is hours away from collapse. Israel has continued to bombard parts of the Palestinian territory over the weekend with heavy fire in the north and near Rafah in the south. The Gazan health ministry says a lack of fuel to operate generators in hospitals and the lack of medication is making essential healthcare hard to carry out. Finally, Bruce Springsteen.